going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Folks, at some point we're going to have to see this for what it is. Headline, China helping Houthis attack U.S. Navy vessels. I know Joe Biden once explained to us, they're not bad folks, about China. But we've lost SEALs just in the last year. China's regime, despite repeated warnings from Washington, is helping the Yemen-based militia try to kill American soldiers. Providing satellite data that's being used to identify U.S. and other ships in the Red Sea for missile strikes appears to be part of a deal between Beijing and the Houthis. That would end attacks on Chinese shipping. In other words, China helps the Houthis target us, and particularly our naval ships, in an act of war, and then they get to pass through for free and get their goods through the Red Sea. But ours don't go. Or we have to fight to get ours through. Blaine Holt, retired U.S. Air Force Brigadier General, told Gatestone in April of 2025, we have got to stop China before they sink an American ship. State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce said, we can confirm the reporting that Changguang satellite technology is directly supporting Iran-backed Houthi terrorist attacks on U.S. interests. It is only a matter of time before they kill American sailors or sink a ship together. China, by the way, did not even bother to issue an official denial of the State Department charge. At some point, are we going to stop buying stuff from these guys? I'm just curious. It, you know, stop funding our own demise or no? We're just committed to our own demise. We're going down and we're going to die clutching our cheap stuff. Let's pull this back out from the Wall Street Journal. I can't read it enough time. Times. Chinese hackers have gained the ability to shut down dozens of U.S. ports, power grids, water treatment plants, and nuke facilities at will. Jake Sullivan told telecommunications and technology executives at a secret meeting at the White House in the fall of 2023. Did they do anything about it? Well, no. No, because all these stories are related this morning. The big story is about ActBlue, which is the Democrats' fundraising nerve center this morning. Donald Trump just directed what is essentially the prosecution of ActBlue. And they knew it was coming. All the top officials have resigned. Hundreds of millions to billions of dollars sent in illegal donations. Every one of them is a felony. Can't take foreign donations. Using gift cards from, get this, Iran, China, Venezuela, and wait for it, Russia. There's your Russia collusion. Trump never took a dime. Not one dime. And Democrats don't seem to care if their officials are ruined by Russia. It's the weirdest thing. They only care if Trump is, and he's not. So I'm tying all of this together, folks. I have told you for a long time, you cannot separate out where the Democrat Party ends and where China and Venezuela and these gangs and Iran begin. Our enemies and the Democrat Party are one. They have the same interest. Folks, I mean, I just use story after story after story. I mean, folks, we the way we watch in these college campuses, this is why Trump is cracking down. Not only are pro-Hamas terror recruiters who have brothers and cousins in Hamas who flew in on the hang gliders to rape and murder women were killed in the process, thank you, Lord, and are now being celebrated as martyrs on the cards these guys are hanging out. They are handing out on college campuses, and the left says, we got to keep them. They're great. We love them. Free speech. It's all connected. And I'll never forget learning, ever so casually, Joe Biden's spokesperson, John Kirby. Oh, yeah, yeah, those anti-Semitic marches, pro-Hamas marches, they're funded by Iran. They are? Yeah, no, yeah, they are. They are. And who else, again? Oh, Politico reported the other half of the funding comes from Joe Biden's donors. Why? They are merging. They are tied at the hip. And that is why Donald Trump made a beeline for those college campuses. Because I'm telling you what, folks, they're going to become terror recruitment centers and eventually terror attack planning centers. That's where they're going. And so you can see this again today in the headline, China helping the Houthis attack U.S. Navy vessels. What did Trump do? Nothing. I'm sorry, what did Biden do? Nothing. Knew it, did nothing, except free up three $10 billion tranches for Iran to draw down on, ease the sanctions even after the murder of two U.S. Navy SEALs and three service members with drones inside our base, allowed them to collect $300 billion that they wouldn't have gotten if Trump was president because he had them locked down under sanctions. Some of the money we direct transferred to them. So now you've got Iran and China trying to kill our soldiers while the Democrat Party takes their money. See what we got here? We have got to begin to cut the Democrats off from our worst enemies before they kill us all. One way or another, it's going to be a water treatment plant. It's going to be a nuclear meltdown. I don't know what form it's coming in, but this has got to stop.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Trump's entire presidency is being stolen by judicial dictators. And it'll get worse until Congress steps in. It's now been a month since Mike the Knife said, yes, this is very terrible, and I will do something about it. Just in the last 24 hours, liberal judicial dictators, there's over 700 of these district judges, have ordered Trump to bring back another illegal immigrant from El Salvador. This guy's at Trinidad, Aragua. Ordered Trump to restore funds to schools practicing DEI in violation of the Civil Rights Act and Supreme Court rulings. ordered Trump to restore funds to sanctuary cities, blocked him from defunding any of them. And this is the most galling, ordered Trump to drop a proof of citizenship mandate for voter registration. Folks, this as, and we're going to find out that there was absolutely massive, massive voter fraud via illegal immigrant voting. This is, it's just discovered Michigan, which we had the Democrat leadership of Michigan forced to conduct a survey of the voter rolls after it was found that 15 illegals voted in that election. I said, see, we can't really find any. Well, it just came out overnight. The reason they couldn't find them is they set the search to skip everyone who registered to vote without an ID. Wait. You can register to vote in Michigan without an ID? Yeah, that's how the illegals vote. That's how they get them on the rolls. They didn't tell the public that's what they'd done. Then they're like, oopsie, we can't find anybody. Sorry. Yeah, I bet you can't. This is becoming a game. Anyway, the federal judge, all of these judges are Democrats, by the way, Democrat appointees. Trump on March 25th issued the Preserving and Protecting Integrity of American Elections executive order, and it mandates voter ID and documentary proof of citizenship to vote in federal elections. And it also mandates audits and improvement of security for voting machines and orders the DOJ to enforce the law against states that count mail-in ballots received after Election Day, which is illegal for federal elections. So here's what's interesting about this. You might be saying, well, he can't just order that. I mean, it's an executive order. Yes, he can. Congress created an agency to oversee federal voting and gave the president the power to run it, including changing these regulations. That's what he just did. But the judge didn't like that because how are illegals going to vote and then how are they going to win if illegals can't vote? So the judge did not block Trump's executive order on the mail-in ballots received after Election Day, only the part where you have to prove your citizenship to vote in a federal election. By the way, under federal law, you cannot vote in a federal election unless you are a citizen. It is crystal clear. But why not? I mean, why not? It's, you do whatever you want. Just didn't join them. I don't know. Just block them. Why? Why would you do that? Because they don't want him doing the other part that she blocked, looking at the voter rolls. Why? Because 36,000 illegals voted in 2020 in Arizona. I told you that for 4 years. That's how Biden won. He only won by 11,000 votes. They stole the state of Arizona through illegal immigrant voting. First state to be stolen. If you want to put it a mathematically clear way, what I can prove, because I don't know how those illegals voted, but what I can prove is this. We'll never know who won Arizona. There's no way to know. 36,000 people who shouldn't have voted did. They were on the rolls. And it was awesome last week to finally have that confirmed. And a court ruled that at least 50,000 people, illegals, were on the rolls in Arizona and ordered them removed. That's just Arizona. One, by the way, critical swing state. We can't count on a landslide every time to defeat them. So if there's 50,000 illegals on the Arizona rolls, how many are on the Michigan rolls? We don't know. They deliberately cued it to not look at voters who registered without ID. How do you register without ID? I don't even understand that. You know what's funny about that? This week, you know what's taking up a lot of my time? My son is going to take classes at Greenville Tech next year. He's in high school, so he has to go. High school kids can apply, and he's got to go through the application process. And it's pretty onerous. We spent quite a bit of time on it this week. The reason it's onerous is because when you're 15, you don't have a lot, you know, you don't really have ID. So, I mean, we had to take him to the DMV. We had to get him ID. And we just went ahead and did the driver's test while we were there. So he got his learner's permit. So everybody watch out. He is on the road. He got his learner's permit. And we had to go dig up all of his documents proving he's a citizen. We had to get the ID using those documents to prove he's a citizen. And then we had to fill out separate forms to attend Greenville Tech, including a specific form proving he's a citizen of the country and of the county. So you needed country citizenship and county citizenship. So you know how that is. It's just a pain. You're digging through trying to find, okay, where are our documents? We've got them stored here. We have to go get them. We got to get an ID from the state because we didn't have one. This isn't to vote. It's just to go to Greenville Tech. He was shocked by how extensive it was and how much time it took us and all the forms we had to fill. That was good for him. It was kind of one of the first adult, like really adult things he's had to do. And he was a little intimidated by it, but it was also kind of cool. He felt like, yeah, I did that afterward. So let me get straight. For my son to attend a community college for a couple of his courses next year, for my son to do that, he had to provide a birth certificate, fill out a separate form proving he's a citizen, provide another form of documentation, and also a state-issued ID for which he also had to provide proof that he was a citizen to get that ID. Uh-huh. But an illegal immigrant who might be a human trafficker and quite possibly beats his wife can just register to vote in federal elections, no ID, in swing states? Do I have that right? Right now, that's what the judge says. Okay, I'm just, you know, just making sure.